Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News. This was first broadcast on Sunday, June the 2nd, and we bring you the latest from the world of amateur radio and VK7. This week, joining you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo. Tune in as we share updates and insights across VK7, broadcast through an array of platforms and frequencies on DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, managed by Clayton VK7 Zulu Charlie Romeo, on medium and high frequency thanks to our dedicated operators on 1.862 Graham VK7 Golf Sierra, 3670 Gary VK7 Juliet Golf Delta, 7140 Ross VK7 Alpha Lima Hotel, 14130 Peter VK7 Tango Papa Echo, 28525 by Tony VK7 VKT, and on UHFCB Channel 24 in the Hobart area, hosted by Mark VK7 Fox Mike Alpha Charlie. If you missed today's broadcast, then you can catch the replay on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in the north and VK7RHT. And on UHFCB 24 in Southern VK7. Thank you for tuning in. Enjoy the broadcast. Silent Key. Bob Jeeves, formerly VK7 Kilo Zulu. It is with sadness that we report the passing of Bob Jeeves, VK7KZ, on the 27th of May at the age of 76, just shy of his 77th birthday. Bob was well known by many, and not just in amateur radio. Bob for many years ran Prince Radio and TV Repair in Argyle Street in Hobart, and later was deeply involved in the ship electronics, communications and navigation equipment area at International Catamarans, or INCAT, and worked under Arthur Bomber Brown. Bob was also involved in the Central Highlands Amateur Radio Club, or CHARCT, who started the Myina Hamfest at the Myina Community Hall. Many hours were spent in the Central Highlands enjoying a beer or six. In retirement, Bob became involved in Tas Maritime Radio as a TMR operator between 2005 and 2008. In fact, the TMR instigated the I'm OK button following a medical event that Bob suffered when he was operating one day. The I'm OK button is an alarm that goes off periodically, and the operator has to reset the alarm, otherwise the authorities are notified. It is still in operation today. Thanks to those who contributed stories, and I'm sure there are many, many other stories that will be related at the celebration of Bob's life that will be held at the Goodwood Community Centre today at 1:30 p.m. It's a BYO. But light refreshments will be provided. Bob will be sadly missed. And it's Vale Bob, VK7 Kilo Zulu. And that's thanks to Justin, VK7TW, Scott, VK7HSE, Barry McCann, Richard, VK7ZBX, and Mike, VK7FB, for information. ROTC, June broadcast. Further to that mentioned on the WIA National News, this is another reminder about the ROTC broadcast for Monday the 3rd of June at 8 p.m. local time. That's tomorrow night for those listening on Sunday. There is an unusually long list of silent keys, including some names all too familiar to many of us. This month, two items of historic interest are presented. The first even has a Tasmanian connection. Henry Sutton is not a household name for many. His legacy has not received the recognition it deserves. This may be partly due to the man's modesty. Sutton was born in Ballarat in 1855 under humble circumstances. His inventions include several different telephones, carbon lamps, a vacuum pump, a primitive type of television that he called telephane. Sutton took an interest in radio after a meeting with Nikola Tesla. This led to his taking part in the team that implemented the Queenscliff to Devonport radio experiment in 1906. He did not patent any of his inventions because he claimed they should be freely available for the good of mankind. The second item deals with lunar standard time. If a clock were placed on the moon, it would not display the same time as clocks on Earth. With plans afoot to establish manned bases on the moon, the need has arisen to implement a lunar time standard. Therefore, NASA has been requested to provide a standard time for the moon and other celestial bodies. That for Earth's moon is to be called Lunar Coordinated Time, or LCT. The broadcast date again is Monday, June the 3rd. The callbacks will follow on both networks. Please call in if you are able. This provides the RAOTC Broadcast Committee with an idea of how many are listening to these broadcasts. If you missed the off-air broadcast, you can listen to the audio file on the RAOTC website, and that's 73s from Peter, VK7 Papa Delta. Tassie Ham Econ, Innovation in Amateur Radio. The Tassie Ham Conference is locked in for the 1st to the 3rd of November and is being held at the Sir Stanley Burbury Theatre on the Sandy Bay campus of UTAS. The Friday night is a social barbecue held at the Reist Club Rooms, and then on Saturday and the first half of Sunday is a fun-filled conference of presentations and activities centred around the theme of innovation in amateur radio. We've locked in a huge number of overseas, interstate and local presenters and bookings, and will be open this coming week. Watch the Tassie Hamicon web pages for more details, and that's 73 from the Tassie Hamicon Organising Committee. Statewide news and the QSL update. Report from Herman, VK7 Hotel Whiskey, the manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The updated list of QSL cards held as at the 31st of May is in the email version of the broadcast. Reist members, if you would like your cards left at the Reist Club Rooms, please let Herman know. If you have any questions re QSL cards, then please contact Herman by email, and that's herman@ozzymail.com.au. And that's 73 from Herman, VK7 Hotel Whiskey, WIA manager, VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. Statewide news. Thursday night SSTV nets. Another quiet net night that saw the following participants: VK7's FGGT, EV, DMH, TW, ZSB and KT, all sharing about 30 photos. The highlights were Birds of a Feather, Gliders and Other Man-Controlled Flying Machines, inventor Lawrence Hargrave and some of his gliders on the old Australian $20 note, Fokker F-27 memories of the past airlines of TAA, Ansett and East West, a monument to Sir Douglas Mawson without a beanie or scarf, members of the Mawson-led British, Australia and New Zealand Antarctic Research Expedition 1929 till 1931, the recent Reist WEGS on ionising radiation, a Geiger counter testing various minerals, and a graph of height versus radiation level on a passenger aircraft. The unmasked and renovated His Majesty's Theatre in Hobart. It has been hidden behind a metal facade for the last 50 years. A no understanding parking sign in King's Meadows. Adelaide's Rundle Mall's Balls, and 73s from Dave Allen. Remember, Ken, VK7KRJs, and Steve, VK7OOs, fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites that allow anyone who has sent an SSTV picture the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. Also, if you missed the net, there are archives of all SSTV nights. These photos can be seen on Ken's and Steve's SSTV websites or on NTARC's website under blogs and arranged as weekly nets. A suggested theme for next week's net is Pioneers, and that's 73s from Andre, VK7 Zulu Alpha Bravo. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And now news from the Northwest, Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club meeting. Please note the change of meeting date to allow club members to assist with radio comms at an equine endurance event. The next club meeting will be commencing at 1:30 p.m. on Saturday the 15th of June at our usual venue, the Scout Hall, 73 Alexander Road, Ulverston. Afternoon tea will also be held. Members are encouraged to bring items for show and tell, and the club rooms are open until 6 p.m. for members to socialise. A small plate of afternoon tea would be appreciated. We have tea and coffee, etc. available for members and guests. Visitors are most welcome to attend. If you have any cold or flu symptoms or are unwell or been in contact with a confirmed COVID case, then please do not attend the meeting. And that's 73 is from Eric, VK7 Echo Victor, the news officer of the NWTARC. News from the north. Repeater VK7RUN-3 update. News from VK7YAD in regard to the VK7RUN-3 repeater, which is active on weekends covering Launceston CBD in particular. Due to an outbreak of unidentified data transmissions active in the repeater input frequency range, RUN-3 is off air for a while. Seems to be agile, but most problems have occurred on 431.8425 megs. However, as I write, it appears to be active on 431.795 megs. It would be unfortunate, but CTCSS may be necessary to prevent false triggering at the very least. And that's 73 from Greg, VK7 Yankee Alpha Delta. SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summers on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. until 12, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street in Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. And that's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha November. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, or NTARC. Just to clear up a recurring question I've been receiving about glitches recently, the club rooms definitely will be open for anyone up north to watch the Reist presentation on Glitching Pulsars, the sequel. The 5th of June coincides with this Wednesday technical night, so doors will be open by 6:30 p.m. as usual, and at 7:30 p.m. mobile phones will be put on silent and we will cross to the live presentation on the Reist YouTube channel. Normal services will be resumed after the presentation, so rather than sit at home watching, feel free to come along and watch it on a large screen TV in a distraction and stress-free environment. You might even be lucky enough to get a complimentary glass of non-alcoholic mango chainsaw, assuming we can source a supplier. And now for something completely different, the Mid-Year Club Get-Together and Meal. The venue has been booked, locking in the date and time. It is to be held on the 10th of July, which is a Wednesday night, with the venue being the Iron Horse Bar and Grill, located at 468 Westbury Road, Prospect Vale, Launceston. We will be in a quiet function room behind the main dining area. Those who wish to attend, please register the number of places required by emailing the secretary or filling in the registration sheet at the club rooms. Tables have been booked under the name of NTARC and the menu is a la carte. We will be arriving at 6 p.m. for a 6:30 meal. A link to the Iron Horse location and menu information is available in the text version of this broadcast. The Iron Horse Bar and Grill main access is via a wheelchair and walking-friendly gentle ramp. Upcoming events. TestNet and TechNet session. Every Wednesday, TestNet CW course on 3580 from 7 p.m. until 7:30, and then a TechNet on 3567 megs from 7:30 p.m. until about 8:30. Your host for the evening will be Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Coffee morning, held every Friday in the NTARC club rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. until noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. So why not pop in and join us for a cuppa? There is endless tea and coffee along with biscuits available for a donation. Club room technical night session. The next session will be on Wednesday the 5th of June and will commence at the usual time of 6:30 p.m. at the club room, Archer Street in Rochalie. The main feature being the Reist presentation on Glitching Pulsars, the sequel, beginning at 7:30 p.m. Club General Meeting, Saturday the 8th of June at 2 p.m, held at the NTARC Club Rooms in Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie. If you have items you would like added to the agenda, then please email the secretary at secretary@ntarc.net no later than Friday the 7th of June. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. That's 73s from Stefan, VK7 Zulu Sierra Bravo, Secretary of NTARC Incorporated. And now moving down the Midlands Highway on news from the South and Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. June presentation, Glitching Pulsars, the sequel we have all been waiting for. This Wednesday night is the night we learn all about glitching pulsars from Dr. Jim. Just after the discovery of pulsars by Jocelyn Bell in the late 60s, we have known about pulsars glitching. For 50 years, astronomers have been trying to catch a glitch live with the Large Radio Telescope. All failed. Until, in 2018, an unknown Tasmanian did what no one else in the world had, and it got him published in the world's most prestigious journal. What is a glitch? What is a pulsar? And what happened that made Nature publish his paper? Dr. Jim Palfreyman will present the sequel to his 2012 Rest talk. And like Godfather 2 and The Empire Strikes Back, it will be better than the original. See you at the Queen's Domain Clubrooms this Wednesday night, the 5th of June, from 7:30 p.m. The presentation will be live and streamed via the Reist YouTube channel, and the 73s from the Reist Committee. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. June Forum Night, APRS and Meshtastic. Join us for an exciting evening at the Reist June Forum Night on the 12th of June, starting at 7:30 p.m. at the Queen's Domain Clubrooms and streamed. This event is all about APRS and Meshtastic networks, and we're inviting enthusiasts to come along and share their experiences and projects. Whether you're a seasoned expert or just curious about these technologies, bring your gear for a show-and-tell session and connect with fellow amateur radio aficionados. Don't miss this opportunity to learn, share and explore the fascinating world of APRS and Meshtastic. 73s from the Reese Committee. July Fun Activity. Save the date. Amateur Radio Quiz Night. Get ready for a night of fun and brain-teasing excitement. Do you think you know those propagation modes, radios, antennas, or novel communications methods? Join us at the Reist Amateur Radio Quiz Night on the 3rd of July, starting at 7:30 p.m. at the Queen's Domain Clubrooms. Test your knowledge, meet fellow members, and there may even be some fantastic prizes. Don't miss out. Mark your calendar and bring your A-game. 73s from the Reist Committee. August presentation, My Life in the Lighthouse Service with Mike, VK7FB. To coincide with the International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend, Reist's August presentation night will be a wonderful wander through the life of yours truly, Mike Jenner, VK7FB, and focus on my time with the Lighthouse Service. I was a lighthouse keeper on 4 of Tasmania's lighthouses, and I'll take you through my experiences in words, pictures and video. And the committee says a huge thank you to Mike, that's me, and it should be a fascinating insight into the life when lighthouses had people stationed at the actual lighthouses to look after and maintain the lights. See you there on the 7th of August from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms, and the presentation will also be streamed via the Reist YouTube streaming channel, and that is 73 from the Reist Committee. Wednesday Experimenters Group. Last Wednesday night, we started with Rex VK7MO, taking us through his Dubus magazine article review on lightning scatter on 23 centimetres using MSK-144. Justin VK7TW then took us through a recent experiment using his radio code 103 radiation counter and dosimeter on an aircraft flight between Adelaide and Hobart. Justin plotted the dose rate and count rate versus height, showing that radiation increases as the atmosphere decreases. We then showed the results of letting the smoke out of an H-Bridge IC. Justin then showed an APRS portable device, the Bionix MT2001A, combined at 2 meter, 1 watt, with a built-in TinyTrack 3 APRS controller. We showed some photos from the recent equine endurance event trial for the Tom Quilty 100 mile or 160 kilometer riding event with auroral shots and checkpoint people and the current Adelaide Museum radiation exhibition, and finished with future events. Our WEGS night go into recess for 3 weeks as we have presentation and forum nights. See you there or on the stream, and that's 73 from Justin, VK7TW. REST training and assessments. As a gentle reminder, the REST training and assessment team has decided to split the assessments to streamline the training and assessment days. Foundation training and assessment days will be every 2 months, like they are now, and will only be foundation training and assessments. All the other assessments, that's standard, advanced or regulations, will be on the other months and will only be assessment sessions. The dates can be found on the REST events pages. The foundation training and assessment days remain on Saturdays, the 29th of June, 24th of August and the 26th of October. The other licence assessment days are on Saturdays, the 27th of July, 28th of September and the 30th of November. And we also have a new training and assessment email address for all bookings, queries and questions, and that is reist.assessor@gmail.com. This email address is forwarded to the training and assessment team and they will respond to any requests. So, our next REST Standard Advanced License and Regulations Assessment Day is Saturday the 25th of May. It's now June, from 10 a.m. And then please let the team know ASAP on email reist.assessor@gmail.com or by ringing Reg Emmett, VK7KK, REST Learning Organiser on 0417 391 607. Please note that the REST Foundation license training videos have been updated to reflect the new class license arrangements. They can be found on the REST YouTube training and assessment playlist. Check them out, along with the WIA Foundation trial exams, and that's 73 from Reg, VK7 Kilo Kilo. Now, regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3640, commencing at 6:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. Statewide SSTV net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF/VK7RJG from 7:30 p.m. In the North and Northwest on VK7RJG on 438.55, and in the South VK7RAF on 146.650. CTC SS tone 141.3 to link RAF North-South. Statewide microwave QSO party following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz FM, one group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. And then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 using Q65 60 Bravo. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, stations in the south on the even minute. REST WAGS Wednesday afternoon group from 12 noon in the REST club rooms on Queen's Domain. REST WEGS Wednesday experimenters group from around 6 p.m. with DATV show starting at 7:30 p.m. in the REST club rooms on the Queen's Domain. SOTA WWFF group meeting Mondays and Fridays at 10:30 till 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe in Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Testnet and TechNet sessions every Wednesday night. Testnet CW course on 3580 from 7 until 7:30 p.m. and a TechNet on 3567 from 7:30 until about 8:30 p.m. NTARC Coffee Mornings, held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. until noon in the Rochalie Club Rooms. NTARC Club Room Technical Night Session, Wednesday the 5th of June from 6:30 p.m. in the Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 p.m. local. Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on 2 metres VK7 RMD, input on 146.025, output 146.625, tone 141.3. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 8:30 p.m, Northwest Tassie 2 metre DX Net 144.190 upper sideband. Events, REST and NTARC. June the 5th, Glitching Pulsars, the sequel that we have all been waiting for with Dr. Jim Palfreman from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Room and streamed. REST, June 12th, Forum on APRS and Meshtastic Networks from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and streamed. NWTARC, June the 15th, Club Meeting, Scout Hall, 73 Alexander Road, Ulverston, from 1:30 p.m. REST, July the 3rd, Amateur Radio Quiz Night from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and streamed. NTARC, July the 10th, Mid-Year Club Get-Together and Meal at the Iron Horse Bar and Grill, located at 468 Westbury Road, Prospect Vale, from 6 p.m. REST, August the 7th, My Life as a Lighthouse Keeper with Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo, from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and via REST YouTube streaming channel. VK November 2nd to and 3rd Tassie Ham Conference Innovation in Amateur Radio, Sandy Bay Campus, UTAS. And now a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Your newsreader is Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers. Repeaters, REST, NTARC and in the Northwest, thanks to the NWTARC, the West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio Amateur Radio Club, VK7 Alpha X-Ray, VK7 Juliet Hotel and VK7 Delta Charlie. On 160 metres, VK7 Golf Sierra, 80 metres, VK7 Delta Golf, 40 metres, VK7 Tango Papa Echo, 20 metres, VK7 Alpha Lima Hotel, 10 metres, VK7 Juliet Golf Delta, on UHF CB 24, VK7 Fox Mike Alpha Charlie, and on DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, VK7 Zulu Charlie Romeo. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that have assisted with this broadcast. And that wraps up this week's edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. We hope you found it informative and enjoyable. You've been listening to VK7WI, or if you've just tuned in, you've just missed our live broadcast. But don't worry, you can catch the rebroadcast on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in the north and VK7RHT and UHFCB24 in the south. We encourage you to share your news, stories and updates with us. Email your contributions to vk7arnews@gmail.com. For more information about the broadcast and to join the discussion, visit our VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io group. Remember, the deadline for submissions is 2100 on Friday before the Sunday broadcast. Stay tuned for callbacks on the frequency you're currently listening to. Relay stations will use their own call signs during this time. On behalf of the entire VK7 Amateur Radio News team, this is Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo, and I'm wishing you 73s and stay safe and have a fantastic week.